A senior Massey University academic, Chris Gallivan, has called out his vice-chancellor for banning Dawn Brash from speaking on campus, saying her decision was, quote, unequivocally wrong. On Tuesday, the former national leader's invitation to speak at the university's Manawatu campus was withdrawn because of security concerns. Tonight, he will, though, take part in a debate at the University of Auckland about free speech. Let's talk about this further by Chris Gallivan, who's Deputy Pro-Vice-Chancellor at Massey University, and also by Carl Pearce. He wrote to the Vice-Chancellor, Jan Thomas, saying the Massey event could be used as a platform for separatist and supremacist hate speech. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
Morena, kia ora.
Carl, if I can start with you. You stand by your letter, I understand, that you wrote. You didn't actually ask, though, that Dawn Brash be banned.
No, I personally didn't. What I did do was just say, hey, Dawn Brash is on concourse. You understand the rhetoric that Dawn Brash brings with him. And, you know, are you aware of it?
And you were pleased that he was banned?
Honestly, after the fact that David Seymour took my letter, my personal letter, which was public, and ran with it and completely made a huge outrage out of it, both myself and Jan were from there on threatened.
Did you see the speech notes that Dawn Brash made public a couple of days ago about what he was planning to say when he was on campus? It seemed to be largely that he was going to talk about being Reserve Bank Governor and a National Party MP and National Party leader. If that's what he was going to talk about, how was that so inflammatory? And did you actually give him a platform much more widely that he wouldn't have had otherwise?
Two things regarding that. I've heard Dawn Brash speak before, personally, and he doesn't just have speech notes. He goes off on his usual rant. But the other thing is that Dawn Brash actually brings with... I asked the society for a brief that they gave Dawn Brash. They didn't provide one. They essentially said, we're giving them a platform. That's it. So...
Okay, so... Chris, if I can bring you in at this point,
sure.
You think that the wrong call was made in the ban?
Yeah, I do. I think the most effective security that we can provide for our community, students and even us as individuals, is the rationality and civility of our debate and discussion. And without that, no amount of police or security will be able to protect us from the fallout of ever-increasing polarisation of views, and people seem to have a tendency on this and other subjects to speak with ever-increasing thunder tones, and I think that's incredibly unhelpful. I think from what I've read, Carl did the right thing. He just wrote to the Vice-Chancellor saying, hey, look, we've got a person coming here that we all know, especially in the last month, there's been a huge amount of heated debate and really silliness of as far as threats against people's lives and security going on. And so him to write to the Vice-Chancellor, from what I can see, not asking for Dawn Brash to be banned, but just saying, hey, look, can we make sure we have security in place that's going to protect everybody, I think was right, rational and civil. So, you know, others have jumped on the bandwagon in a sense and have blown it up to, for more than what I think it is. But a university plays a very important role in modelling civil and rational discussion and debate over tough topics in an environment where in the world we seem to have lost our ability to disagree well.
Do you think
to be fair to Chris, I totally agree with him. David Seymour grabbed that particular letter that Chris is talking about and made a complete and utter huge hash out of it. And in actual fact, what happened from there is that the ACT members, and well, not necessarily ACT itself, but a lot of David Seymour's followers totally used that as a reason to incite safety concerns. I personally, they personally targeted me. I've had, I sit on a number of not-for-profit organisations. Some of them have had threats.
Okay, Chris, if I can just ask Chris a couple of things on this as well. If this had gone ahead, Chris, what do you think would have happened?
I would like to think not much, to be honest. And, of course, there's the argument that we've given no greater platform for Don Brash and the Hobson's pledge and for all of these issues than actually banning him. So it's, in a sense, been counterproductive. I note that he's partaking in a debate at Auckland University tonight, and I'm sure that on his arguing of the affirmative side that PC has got in the way of free speech, then he will make hay over this issue. So I'd like to think that not much would have happened, but I think it was incumbent upon us, as it is always on everybody, to provide security.
And particularly
for universities to actually liaise with the police and the wider community to ensure that people were safe, but not to stop the discussion and debate happening.
Yeah, this is the issue, though, as well, that should universities be spaces where everybody can feel comfortable and everyone can feel safe? And what is the issue if you bring somebody in who may challenge that, even if their views may be ones that people should be able to disagree with politely?
Well, yeah. Can I just quickly answer that? These types of people love using public spaces, and they love using public spaces because they don't have to pay for security with regards to the public spaces. Southern and Molyneux wanted to use a public space, and security with regards to these public spaces, particularly with these guys' notion of free speech, has incurred huge taxpayer costs, particularly with regards to security. And so that's why they use public spaces.
If I can just get your take on that as well, that people need to be able to feel safe in their university.
Yeah, that's the price we pay for living in a democracy. Unfortunately, freedom of speech, or fortunately, we do have something called freedom of speech that allows people to say unpopular things. It's incumbent upon all the rest of us to ensure, and there's limits on that, there's absolutely limits on that, and hate speech is one of those limits.
Thank you both very much for your time. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. But that's Chris Gallivan there, Deputy Pro Vice-Chancellor at Massey University. And we were also joined by Carl Pearce, who wrote that original letter to the Vice-Chancellor, Jan Thomas.